Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to October's Very Own, a podcast, the podcast about Drake. Drake.
Just Drake.
Just Drake the rapper. This is Dan Ozzie from Noisy.com, the website.
Great website. Probably the best music website that there is.
I feel like you're a little bit biased because you're the editor-in-chief. This is Eric Sunderman.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I feel like maybe there's a little bit of bias there.
Yeah. No, I'm completely objective here. Noisy is the best website.
Eric, we're almost halfway.
We're
so close.
And I feel like I'm digging deeper and deeper. I was actually having a conversation about with my girlfriend, who is real.
The Toronto girlfriend
last night.
Just keep pushing this myth.
And I was saying how I feel like now I'm, you know, when you're like exercising and like.
You hit that like.
That like part when it's like you're like 80% through the workout and you've got to like dig in and you like kind of like start tapping into
you
things that you
look like
didn't
Sylvester
know.
Stallone right now. Are you saying this?
Right, yeah.
Like I'm just imagining I'm just Rocky like, Balboa.
I'm like digging deep in. I feel like I'm running sprints in from high school again, you know?
And this
I'm
is just, the part we're going to fly now. It plays in the background and you run up the stairs of the museum in Philadelphia.
Exactly. And, and I'm starting to say things that I didn't know that I thought. Wait, we gotta listen. No, you can't do that.
It's okay if I sing it.
I don't think right now.
Is Sylvester Stallone gonna come beat me up?
That's what's gonna happen.
I kind of want that, to be honest.
That would kick ass. Yeah. It would kick ass to get your ass kicked.
There's like a few people I'd want to get beat up by.
Who?
Sylvester Stallone. That'd be cool.
Drake?
Yeah, I was about to say, do you want Drake to beat you up or no?
No, I'd like to beat up Drake. Ronda Rousey, I think she could beat me up. Right. There's no shame in that. I think that's progressive, if anything. You know?
Well said.
Should we introduce our guest?
Yeah, we should probably introduce our guest. So today we have Isabella Herrera on the pod. She's the music editor for Remezcla.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. And so today we are talking about Dominican Drake.
Yes, we are.
Which is something that I'm just going to let Isabella explain right now.
Yeah.
Did you coin this?
I did not coin it. I will not take the credit away from the meme makers, wherever they are.
I
saw a couple of memes that were basically claiming that Drake was Dominican, like back in like 2015, I want to say, like 2 years ago. And I saw like two of these and I was like, wait, this has been going on for like 5 years. I know everything about Dominican Drake. I know every time he's made a reference to the Dominican Republic, like, because I'm Dominican. So I just like decided to write a history of it and kind of chronicle every time that he's talked about.
And is that a frequent occurrence that he's doing that?
Not, I feel like he did it for like a solid 2 years. Ever since like More Life came out, like not too much. But like, it was funny because there was actually like a lot of my Dominican friends were like, wait, what is he doing on More Life? Like, why is he not doing anything Dominican? I'm very upset that there is no Dominican references on this. Like,
he sounds like the guy who, you know, like the kid who studied a abroad a semester in Europe and then comes back and is like really into European culture.
He's got like a little accent.
And says like chow every time he leaves the room, you know?
For some reason, he's like speaking like he's talking like he's got a marshmallow in his mouth.
Oh, mozzarella.
Oh,
hello,
oh, yo, what the accent? That's, that's not even an accent.
Actually, the gelato in America is just not as it's just not as sweet.
Like, shut up, Steve.
The thing is, like, okay, Drake's study abroad trip was like him going uptown for like a weekend, and he was like, "Oh, I know everything about Dominican culture now. Like, I am an expert."
So when did you first notice this?
I feel like I noticed it. So I first noticed it like right before the Hotline Bling video came out.
Okay,
like in the Hotline Bling video. Lots of people made memes out of that, as we know.
Sure. It was made for memes.
It was made for
if
memes.
If you listen back on this podcast, we actually have an episode. First step, Drake the meme. We talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, Dominican Drake is, like, part of that whole, like, Drake building a meme out of himself. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very much a living, breathing meme. But, yeah, like, people, like, basically set, like, bachata and merengue songs to him dancing in the Hotline Bling video.
Even I saw that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he reposted it, you know, a million crying face emojis, like.
Yeah, he would like that.
Yeah.
He definitely would.
That's the kind of roasting he would like about himself. But if you're like, hey, you suck at basketball, he'd be like, well, get out.
Yeah.
Like,
man.
He can take light ribbing that's like.
For sure.
Yeah, it makes him look good.
The crazy thing is that, like, it got to a point where the Wikipedia article on the genre of bachata says that Drake is dancing bachata in the Hotline Bling video.
Interesting.
And to be clear, he's not.
He's not.
Right.
He's just dancing badly. And it happens to be the same rhythm that one would dance bachata
to. He covered, like, a lot of different styles by accident. Maybe that was a deliberate.
Yeah.
He's like, I can get some merengue in here. Elaine Bennett's from Seinfeld. Yeah. Like, I can cover all my bases if I just throw my arms wildly.
Truly, truly. But, like, I don't know. I feel like it even goes back before Hotline Bling. He, in that song, wait, which one is it? Oh, yeah. In, like, Take Care, Era Drake, like, in Moment for Life, the song with Nicki Minaj, he says, like, Spanish girls love me like I'm Aventura. Which is a bachata boy band from Washington Heights that, like, blew up in the 90s. And, he like, has always talked about Dominican culture. He, like, he said, there's a song that he says, hold on, which one is it? One second.
To be clear, is Drake at any part Dominican?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Not at all Dominican.
Okay. Like, we know this. Like, no percentage Dominican.
No percentage Dominican. There's another. Okay. So in the Pop That video, he also
great
like
song.
It's a great
man,
song.
Great song. Drake's got a he's got some funny lines in that song.
It was filmed in the Dominican Republic as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like this goes back all the way to like 2011 and 2012 of him like. There's a shot of him, like, wearing the flag as a bandana. Like, it's really next level.
I didn't know that. as someone of that culture, does this bother you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it bothers me, actually. I think when this whole meme started happening, it bothered some people. But I think it's, like, something that can be folded into that larger conversation about more life and cultural appropriation, which I think has been misused in the conversation around that album, mostly because, like, Dominicans were the ones who created these memes in the first place, and, like, just because, like, Drake is sharing them it doesn't make it appropriative. I also think it's, like, you know, we talk about, like, more life being in conversation with this larger, like, Black diaspora, especially in sound, you know, exploration of dance hall, grime, and all this stuff, and I feel like the same thing goes for him, like, playing with this, like, Dominican culture thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Dominicans are part of the Black diaspora, too. So.
Well, it seems like he's doing it in a way that's, like, appreciative of it. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like he's just using it to monetize or something.
Exactly.
I don't follow the conversation, but I feel like Justin Bieber has gone on the wrong side of this lately.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's safe to say.
But why does Drake get away with it, then? Like, why is he...
I don't know, man. I feel like, so there's another video, No Shopping, with French Montana, where I felt like people got a little bit mad and it kind of crossed the line. He, like, goes to the Dominican Republic and there's, like, a pretend golf tournament happening and his name in the video is El Drake, like, and French Montana's name is French Montaña. It's just like, it's so extra. It is so extra. But I don't know why he gets away with it. I mean, in that particular video, like, a Dominican and Puerto Rican director, like, was his idea, mm-hmm. you know? I think it's more like because Dominicans find it hilarious that he is, like, aware of Dominican culture.
Right.
They, like, push it on him even more. So he's like, sure, I am a meme after all.
He's such a chameleon.
He is.
Like, he just he's like a sponge. He just absorbs, like, everything around him.
This is, I mean, I've never met Drake. Drake, if you're listening,
once again,
I would love to meet you. Yeah, you can come on. We have this podcast. I don't know if you know about it.
We can order Dominican food.
Yeah, you know, yeah, whatever. We can hang out. We can talk about you. But but I have this theory that, like, that, and what I've been told by people who have met Drake is he's a politician. Like, when you meet him, if he were to walk into this room, he would come up and he would introduce himself and to every single person, shake their hand, look them in the eye, and just be very present. But, like, in the way that politicians are very present, but, like, kind of dead behind their eyes, mm-hmm. you know? Like, that's I'm not going to say who told me that, but, like, very prominent music journalists have told me those things.
We get it.
Yeah, like, I know
very
people.
Very important friends.
I know
important like your girlfriend up in Toronto.
Yeah.
We get it. I got to say, as a 100%, as a full-blooded Italian man, I would kind of dig it if Drake, for a minute, just got really into, like, Italian culture.
He's, like, and talking about Sopranos.
Yeah, if he started making references to Bronx Tale and,
like, Mamma Mia.
Yeah. In one video, he just had, like, a bowl of sauce that he was just, like, stirring with his big, like, hat on. And he started talking about, like, his Nona. I'd be like, all right, that's cool.
He's got,
as long as he hired, you know, like, Scorsese to direct the video, obviously.
Then it's okay.
That's
clearly
the one Italian director we have. Aja Argento. I don't know. I don't know who else would do it. But I think it'd be pretty cool. I wouldn't be. But that's what we've talked about this on the podcast before, and I'm curious to know what you think. Is, like, Drake seems to get, like, he's had a pretty long career, mm-hmm. and, like, they say politicians shouldn't run for president after they've been in politics for 16 years, because after that you start building up some skeletons in your closet, you know. But Drake seems to stay in the public eye, and unlike a lot of his peers, he just, like, ducks these cultural takedowns that just slide by. Like, every week we see like a big pop star just getting accused of something bad, whether it's, like, you know, something in their personal life that they've misdeeds in their personal life, or if they've said something problematic, or they've just said something that was tone deaf. It just, like, happens all the time. But, like, Drake largely seems to, like, steer clear of that. How do you think he's done that so successfully?
Well, I think it goes back to the whole, like, everyone sees a part of themselves in Drake thing.
Eric,
you know?
Says this literally every episode.
Yeah.
Drake, I love you. No. You are me.
Like, I just think it's, like, we're not as quick to criticize him because, I mean, obviously part of it is the fandom, but also it's just, like, whether it's you identify with the sad boy part of him, like, you know, whether you listen to, like, fucking, like, Know Yourself before you go take an exam or go to work or something. Yeah. Like, I feel like
Eric drives out to Toronto to see his girlfriend listening to Take Care.
Yeah. I just feel like that's totally part of it. Like, we avoid criticizing him too much because we are him.
Mm-hmm. So what part of Drake specifically do you see yourself in?
Oh, man.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no.
Where are you?
Drake is a mirror upon which we see our own reflections, how we want to be seen.
I'm like the wee boy GIF right now. Like, I'm like,
You're like the blinking white guy.
Yeah,
GIF.
That's me.
Like,
whoa.
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 Okay, so sorry, Isabella. What part of Drake's multifaceted personality do you see yourself in?
I feel like it's so hard. Like, every part. I don't know.
He's the perfect millennial.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's nothing more than, like, you know, whatever, as problematic as it is. Like, his sad boy shit is, like, I'm totally into it. I will feed it to me. Like, put it in my veins, please. Yeah. I want it. Like, I think I identify with
we
that
just
a lot.
We did a sad boy app, right?
Yeah, we talked
sad
about
Drake.
Sad Drake. You can check that episode out. It's on October's very own podcast about Drake, which you're currently listening to. Subscribe and like.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I feel like I identified with Drake when I was younger. Like, Drake seems like high school. Like, if I had found Drake in high school, that's why I can see why so many kids that are in high school are into Drake. He's very much like, he's trying to be with the popular kids. You can tell, like, behind his smile, he's not as comfortable as he lets on. But, like, God, he wants it. He'll do anything to get
he's
popular.
Definitely like
he's having a party at his parents' house when they're out of town. He knows they're going to wreck the house, but he doesn't care. Like, care. He wants the friends.
He's definitely walking down. He's the kind of person that's walking down the street and, like, checking himself out in windows, you know, the reflection. Like,
whomst among us.
Well, no, I mean, like, I do that too, but he definitely does it all the time to make sure that, like,
he's the one who, like, stops.
Yeah.
He doesn't keep walking.
To make
he
sure
stops he, and turns.
He gets an Instagram because
yes.
It says, like, you know, it says something really funny in the window, and he's like, oh, I could make that about me.
Wow.
Like, he'll cut it off where it just says, like, fame.
I feel
like,
personally attacked right now.
And he does it to like adjust his sweatshirt so it looks like a little more baggy or something, you know?
Like, woke up like this type
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. So natural. I took 40 pictures to get this one.
Yeah. So what do you want to see Drake get back into the Dominican saddle?
I would.
Do you feel betrayed that he, like, just ended the Dominican stint that he had for a bit?
I don't feel betrayed. I like that he, like, collaborated with actual Dominican artists. You know, like, he did a song with Romeo Santos in 2014 called Odio on his album. He even sang in Spanish. It was really bad, but,
yeah,
you know,
how
like,
is Drake Spanish?
It was not good. Okay. I'm sorry.
He was like when Mayor Bloomberg does, like,
El Blumbito?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
El Draco Escapio to Rapo.
Yeah. But, like, if he did that again, I wouldn't be mad. Mm-hmm. You know, I would be happy. I like seeing him, you know, respect. So.
Well, what was the last thing that he put out?
More Life. Yeah.
Weren't people so stoked on that because he took, like, a lot of different cultures?
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, and Isabella was talking about this earlier, that was kind of what was so celebrated about the record is it was embracing all these different cultures that he has. I mean, some people say that Drake is like a bit of like a culture vampire, like he'll like take these different sounds and make them his own. And I think there is truth to that to a certain extent. But I also think that there's like what you were just saying, he collaborates with people of those cultures. He's putting people on. And I think More Life was a good demonstration of that, you know?
I mean, if you think about like artists that have been way more visible and like talked about since More Life came out. Mm-hmm. There's many, many, like Georgia Smith, you know, like, I don't know. I guess in the US, you know, specifically like gigs and stuff like that. Like,
so who else would you like to see Drake put on for?
Ooh. If Drake and J Balvin did a song, J Balvin's not Dominican, but still.
Yeah, we'll just throw it out.
Yeah. Who else should he do one with? El Alfa, he's like a Dembo artist. That would be amazing.
Drake, if you're listening, start taking notes.
Yes, we want to see it. Messiah, he's on the Latin trap remix to Bodak Yellow with Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Oh, if Cardi and Drake did something.
Cardi and
Drake. I feel like that's coming, right?
It's gotta. That's, I mean, Drake's, I mean, she's got the number one song. Like,
yeah.
She's definitely going to be on a Drake song soon.
Yes.
If not, if it doesn't exist already.
He's probably got the Google alert set up already, Cardi B and Drake. That comes up.
He's I feel ready. Like Drake probably, the time that he went uptown and, like, learned what Dominican culture was, he, like, probably saw Cardi in the strip club. Like, that's when he learned.
He's like, oh, hello.
I would like to see Drake just talk to the Kid Miro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You could learn a lifetime's worth of Dominican culture in 5 minutes with the Kid Miro.
Truly, truly.
Yeah. I would really
I
like to see.
I want to talk to the Kid Miro. Kid Miro, if you're listening, come on the podcast.
Literally.
I know. Like, he's like 5 feet away.
Yeah, we can literally see him from here.
We talk to Victor, you know.
Oh, also, what's his face? P.O. No fucking baby. Like, if Drake did something with, like, no fucking baby, like, embrace your full meme.
He finally caved and did Jesus and Miro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no fucking baby.
He's no fucking baby. It was funny when I was at the Meadows and he was there with Jesus and Miro,
a bona fide celeb in his own right.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I kind of like just looked off. I was just like doing something. I looked up and our colleague Lawrence Bernie was like getting like Kid Miro was taking a photo of Lawrence with this guy that looked like a kid, and Lawrence was like flipping off the camera. And I was like, why is Lawrence taking a photo with this child? Like, what is going on? And then I realized, like, once I looked closer at what was happening, it was pretty funny.
Can I ask what that guy's deal is? Is he just, like, has he just, like, stunted growth or, like?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I feel like I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
I like his meme.
Yeah,
I'll say
a
that.
Good meme.
It's a very good meme.
Isn't it weird that we'll be like, yeah, I like this meme, but I'm not willing to look into this person's background at all. But the Kid Miro seems like a genuine appreciator. I'm glad they finally made that happen. Yeah. That was cool. Yes, I would love to see that Drake collaboration. Yes. Absolutely.
100%.
I'm trying to think of who else I would want to see, Dominican or otherwise, Drake collaborate with in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, you know what? I feel like Drake is like few months away from his like heavy metal side project.
Oh, wow.
Like Ice-T did it.
We need to get Kim Kelly in here right now.
Yeah. Where's Kim?
Yeah.
That'll be an episode. Imagine Drake the fucking rocks, like heavy rock star.
Oh, no. I don't want that.
Oh, man. It would be sick, though.
He's going to have like a Lil Wayne phase. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
And nobody, I mean, Kim can speak to this, but. Nobody ever does it well. Like, metal is a thing you're either, like, born into it or you're not. Like, there's no, like, oh, I'm going to dabble in this metal thing. That's not how it works.
I was the Drake.
You either burn churches or you get the fuck out. So I feel like Drake would really half-ass that.
You know what?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I really want Drake metal merch. That's what I want.
How is he
not? Isn't that just
done it? No.
Bieber's done it.
Bieber did it.
Did it. Kanye did it.
Yeah.
Bieber had sick shirts that I didn't when I
oh,
went.
Oh, you wore that shirt for like a year.
No, I have no that one's sick. But the one that I wanted, I actually almost wore it today. But the one that I wanted was it said "Bigger than Satan" on the.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Was that sick?
Play on the old Beatles slogan there.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's like blood red.
Cool. I think the moment is past for him to do that.
Yeah, it's not.
He wouldn't be
not
like
as
a
trendy
four,
anymore.
Yeah, and he wants to be like on the forefront of a thing like that.
Drake's never had really that fire merch. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah,
it's
can't even like his merch is not memorable.
No,
like I can't think of what any of his merch.
He had the Summer
like right
16
now.
Tour shirts, but that wasn't.
Cool. He didn't even make any shirts with like if you're listening, like that logo.
No, I think those probably exist, but but it wasn't like. It wasn't like the level of like Kanye merch or like anything where it was like cultural movement, like drops and like doing shit like that.
Yeah, not at all.
A guy I knew made a shirt that was like a parody of If You're Listening, and it said, "If you're listening, whoa," like the Jimmy Eat World song.
Oh, nice.
And he like showed it to the band, and they were like, "You better take that down."
Do you remember when
no.
We had it. What musician did what? Metal project or punk project did you premiere and the headline that you used was they started from the bottom but now they're here.
Oh God, that was
it was a premiere for some metal project and like this was like right after Nothing Was the Same came out.
I think I
and
remember
it's not
this,
even a
actually.
Well-regarded it's not even like a well-regarded metal band. It's kind of like a
did they get it?
I mean
did you explain it?
I think they were furious about the Drake reference, right? Aww. At least the commenters
Opeth.
Were. Opeth.
Oh,
it was an interview 3 years ago with the
producer was shaking his head. Yeah.
And the comments on it were like, don't you ever use some rapper to promote the OPEC. And what
well,
I love
clearly
too
clearly we know who he needs to collaborate with now.
But in fairness, there was an interview about the guy who was like living in his like mom's basement, and then all of a sudden he became like a huge metal artist. So it's appropriate to the time. Yeah. But yeah, the headline is Opeth started from the bottom. Now they're here. Did not go well with metalheads.
We don't have comments on Noisy anymore, but we did that.
Part of the reason we don't.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons. One of the articles we point to.
Well, in our last few minutes, now is usually the time where we kind of just beg Drake for things. So, assuming that Drake is listening, Isabella, do you have anything?
There's these or anything you want to tell
assume
him.
Assume this is a direct line to Drake.
Yeah, wow. You're talking to OBS right now.
Obviously, come on the podcast. That's first.
Number one.
Yes, number one, come on the podcast to please make an appearance on the horrible Netflix relaunch of Degrassi.
Ooh, we just did a Degrassi episode. Yeah. Might put a bug in his ear.
Please hang out with my family in the Dominican Republic.
Do you feel comfortable saying that if Drake went to the Dominican Republic, he could hang out with your family?
Could he stay at your family's?
No.
He can't?
No.
You wouldn't put him up?
No, I would put him up, but he would not feel comfortable whatsoever.
I think that he would
like it. Because I'm not out here in like the luxury resorts.
No,
you know
I think
I mean?
He would like it. I think he wants, like, I think he could stay at like a 5-star hotel, but I think he'd be like, no, I want like real authentic cuisine, and like, I want to get the culture.
He's like, give me the platanos. Like, I want the rice and beans. Like, I need it.
Oh. I think he would dig hanging out with your family. Okay, so go to the Dominican Republic, but maybe or maybe not offered a place to stay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What else?
Come on the podcast. Oh, he said that already.
I feel like every week we're just every week every day.
Every day. We're doing this every day.
We're just like offering him more things that one day he's just gonna be like, hey, you guys said I could play video games, so you take me to Dominican Republic.
He's gonna just walk into the vice office
demanding. Yeah. I this was a great exploration into the idea of Dominican Drake, which he is not even.
No.
I didn't realize.
To clarify,
that.
Still not Dominican.
Yeah. Still not.
But Isabella, this was great. Where can we find you on like Twitter? And
You can follow me on Twitter as @habladora with a J. So look that up. Great. Or remezcla.com.
You heard that, Drake.
Check out Remezcla.
Yes.
Great content there. It's not as good as Noisy's.
I've read some of the content.
Debatable. They never published an article about Opeth.
Yeah, good point.
No disrespect.
I'm publishing one tomorrow.
I like some Opeth fan being like, God damn it. I listened to this Drake podcast because I wanted to learn more. I wanted to expand my horizons outside of metal.
Follow me, @DanOzzy on Twitter.
That's not right, but
correct.
Okay.
And
follow Noisy @NoisyMusic.
And we will be back tomorrow, of course.
Subscribe and like.
Almost at the half point of October's very own. Thanks for listening.